we're in the money, the skies are sunny. Oh man, depression, you are through, you done us wrong. We never see a headline but a bread line.
Hello, this is Cassian. I would like to welcome you to Cassian's podcast. And as always, Cassian being me, this being my fifth podcast already, I'm very, very glad to have you here. This has been an extraordinarily boring week. I've had school since Monday until now, which is Thursday. Nothing exceptionally interesting has happened at all. Although I did buy a book from 1701 today. No, I'm sorry, 1709, which is absolutely cool. And I truly hope I will be reading. It's about moral situations, such as faith and happiness and all these absolutely crazy and abstract ideas that, you know, today are still very present in modern discussions. So, for example, you know, happiness back then was defined differently as happiness is defined now. So I haven't started it yet. So I will see how this will turn out. Otherwise, I was on the train this morning, and I usually never meet anyone who I know, but actually I met three people I met that I knew from my old school and even from my new school. So I was totally psyched about that. I had the time to write a couple of stories. I wrote a few. I actually started a few, but I didn't like them very much. So I think today I'll be reading you one of my new ones. I wrote it this week, and my friends seem to like it quite a bit, so I truly hope you will too. That's about all that happened to me in the last week. I haven't gotten any feedback from any listeners yet, so... I think I first need some listeners to get feedback. But nonetheless, if you actually do listen to this, and you're not A, part of my family, or B, part of the people I know, or have met in person, I'd really, really, really appreciate getting some email or something. I would like to mention that if you have any comments or would like to just, you know, talk to me or something, my email address is blueshowers, with an S, one word, @hotmail.com. Seeing that I'm so extraordinarily average, I am obviously at Hotmail. I would absolutely like to join Gmail, because, you know, there's this big Gmail revolution going on these days. I haven't gotten an invitation from a friend yet or from somebody. I've tried to, you know, get one off the internet, but that hasn't worked. So anyway, I'll be reading my story now. I really hope that everything is well with you guys and that you will enjoy my story. The Vagabond. As the morning broke, the fog had already lifted, leaving beautifully green and lush fields that were still wet from the remaining dew. The droplets glistened on each stem, giving the meadow a magical allure. Jason slowly opened his eyes, making sure that the new sun would not blind him. He turned around cautiously to not wake Martha and lay his head on his arm. He gazed into her closed eyes and saw his whole past, future, and present in them. The first time he met her was at a very dark period in his life. At age 13, his parents had already divorced, remarried, and both suffered a terrible death, either caused by cancer of the intestines or a drunk driver. It was a time when he wasn't quite sure what to do with his life, and then one day a friend introduced Martha to him. From that moment on, a sort of unbreakable bond was formed between them, and they were inseparable. The boy's only orphanage that he was sent to after his parents' death had some trouble accepting her, but he insisted on her presence, saying that if she were not to be allowed to stay, he would end his life. While Jason was fighting the system, she had to stay at a friend's house, and Jason and Martha cried each time they were reunited. The time spent apart was hell for Jason, and seeing her, holding her, and feeling her love was a bit of heaven each time. After many months of quarrel with the orphanage, Jason won the battle, and Martha was finally accepted and allowed to stay. As the years passed, Jason got sucked more and more into the vicious circle of cocaine and other hard drugs. When he finally realized that what was happening to him was not doing him or Martha any well, he stopped. It took him many months of suffering to beat the addiction, but finally, with Martha's help, his battle was won. So they ran away from the orphanage, their whole lives before them, and it was great. Every night a new place, every day a new experience. These thoughts all running through his mind as he stared into his beloved Martha's closed eyes. Slowly, she also opened her eyes. First her right one, then her left one, and then she let out a long, loud yawn. Her beautiful and intelligent brown eyes still tired and slightly small from the long night. He smiled at her, and the smile was returned by a loving lick across the face and a wagging of the tail.